Ford locker room wrap-up continues from Huntington. Georgia Southern falls to Marshall by a point, 84-83, as we're joined by head coach Brian Berg. And I've watched you guys for the last 3 years trying to put your team in adverse situations. But to look at a box score that sees four guys having fouled out, another that was out because of injury, the final 10:48 of the game, how in the world could you try to get a team in position to still win a game like this?
You know, Danny, as the head coach, no matter who's on the court, we want to be able to prepare our guys. And last minute, take ownership in regards to trying to put our guys in a position to stay poised, handle the basketball, take care of it, and then try to get down on the offensive end to get a quality shot or get fouled and go to the free throw line. I thought we played 39 quality minutes of basketball on the road against a sellout crowd, but I take ownership the last minute.
It was brilliant basketball is what it was. You out-rebounded them again, 40-30. They didn't get an offensive rebound until there was 8 minutes left in the game. You kind of took them out of their game plan because they were averaging 13 offensive rebounds per to get them to, what was it, 82 points per game that they were averaging. But when you made them one and done so many possessions, you were able to feature what you were trying to do on offense.
The one thing we wanted to do was out-rebound them. We did that tonight in regards to 40-30. I thought we fouled too much by maybe putting our hands and allowing them some easy baskets. You know, Kinsey's extremely aggressive, so is Taylor whenever they're driving the basketball. But allowing them to get to the free throw line, you know, that many times in the game, that really hurt us. you know, it stinks. Locker room is crushed right now. Like I said, that last minute, that's totally on myself. Those guys were in, you know, a pretty unique situation with four players fouled out. Archie with the flu that's not here with us right now. And then Ty Strickland going down in this game with an injury. But we got to still have to find a way, especially on the road.
With a locker room that's so dejected after a game like this and more travel that's mixed in, how do you have to craft your message a little bit differently going into Southern Miss on Saturday?
That's life, Danny. Like, you're going to face adversity just like we are now. You're going to have to address it, learn from it, and then quick turnaround. You know, this is a very, very quick turnaround. We'll be going down to Mississippi, and we'll play a noon game on Saturday. So it's going to sting, like, just because we're competitors. And we had every chance to be able to win this game. That last minute, I'll say it again, that's on me.